From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States has expressed growing concern about increasing fighting in Syria ahead of Wednesday's scheduled resumption of peace talks in Geneva. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
We are very, very concerned about the recent increase in violence. That includes actions we believe are in contravention to the cessation of hostilities. And Secretary Kerry, in fact, expressed this concern to Foreign Minister Lavrov and also discussed how to make certain in the next days that every extra effort is made in order to sustain and solidify the cessation of hostilities.
The Syrian army is reported to be sending in reinforcements to the northern city Aleppo, where renewed fighting is threatening the truce in place since late February. Syria's foreign minister, Walid Mal al-Mualim, told visiting UN envoy Stefan de Mistura in Damascus Monday, Saudi Arabia and Turkey are behind the latest fighting. De Mistura has called the talks in Geneva crucially important because they focus on a political transition, a major issue that is holding up ending the five-year conflict. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric Monday said in New York that 3 years after the outbreak of violence in Central African Republic, the biggest killer of children is not bullets, but malnutrition, malaria, respiratory infection, and diarrhea.
The mortality rate of children under five is now above emergency levels in 11 out of the 16 prefectures across the country and in the capital, Bangui, marking a significant increase since pre-crisis level.
The UN said one of every six children in CAR is acutely malnourished. Meanwhile, the new CAR president, Faustin Archange Touadera, named his first cabinet, including both political allies and former rivals. Three high-ranking jobs in the 23-member cabinet went to candidates who ran against him in the first round. This is VOA News. Reaction continues to President Obama's interview on U.S. television Sunday, where he acknowledged the worst mistake of his two terms as president was failing to prepare for the aftermath in Libya after the NATO-led intervention toppled dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. That left the country in chaos. His spokesman, Josh Earnest, was asked Monday to clarify.
The unique confluence of events, the need for emergent action on the part of the international community, and governing structures that just didn't exist, led to a scenario where the right decision was made at the beginning to prevent significant loss of life, at least in that specific instance. But the rest of the international community did not have time and did not succeed in following through with a plan to compensate for the vacuum that was left behind.
Earnest said the president learned from the mistake in the future use of military force. The president travels to Saudi Arabia next week to discuss with Gulf allies the strategy to confront the Islamic State, which has a growing presence in Libya. Scientists in Brazil have found evidence of a second brain disorder linked to the Zika virus, one with symptoms so similar to multiple sclerosis that some medical personnel initially have difficulty telling them apart. Meanwhile, at the White House Monday, public health officials expressed growing concern about the threat posed by the Zika virus. One is Dr. Anne Shuchat of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions. We've also learned that the virus is likely to be a problem at much of the pregnancy period, not just probably the first trimester, but potentially throughout the pregnancy.
Zika has already been linked to the autoimmune disorder, Guillain-Barré, that causes swelling in the brain and spinal cord, and believed to be linked to microcephaly, which causes a spectrum of birth defects. In Somalia, at least five people, including two children, were killed Monday in a car bomb blast outside government offices in the capital, Mogadishu. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab is suspected. Meanwhile, two international relief groups are increasing efforts to help residents of drought-stricken northern Somalia. UNICEF and the World Food Program estimate nearly 400,000 residents need immediate assistance, while another 1.3 million may slide into crisis if drought conditions persist. A Taliban suicide bomber Monday struck a bus of army recruits in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 12, wounding nearly 40. The violence occurred near Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan. Markets in Peru higher as results in the South American country's presidential campaign show two free market candidates emerging. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.